to this world of waking. Death. Even as a heavy-laden cart moves on groaning, even so the cart of the human body, wherein lives the spirit, moves on groaning when a man is giving up the breath of life. When the body falls into weakness on account of old age or disease, even as a mango fruit or the fruit of the holy fig tree is loosened from its stem, so the spirit of man is loosened from the human body and returns by the same way to life wherefrom he came. As when a king is coming, the nobles and officers, the charioteers and heads of the village prepare for him food and drink and royal lodging, saying, "The king is coming, the king is approaching." In the same way, all the powers of life wait for him who knows this and say, "The spirit is coming, the spirit is approaching." And as when a king is going to depart, the nobles and officers, the charioteers and the heads of the village assemble around him, even so all the powers of life gather about the soul when a man is giving up the breath of life. When the human soul falls into weakness and into seeming unconsciousness, all the powers of life assemble around. The soul gathers these elements of life fire and enters into the heart. And when the spirit that lives in the eye has returned to his own source, then the soul knows no more forms. Then a person's powers of life become one, and people say, "He sees no more." His powers of life become one, and people say, "He feels perfumes no more." His powers of life become one, and people say, "He tastes no more." His powers of life become one, and people say, "He speaks no more." His powers of life become one, and people say, "He hears no more." His powers of life become one, and people say, "He thinks no more." His powers of life become one, and people say, "He touches no more." His powers of life become one, and people say, "He knows no more." Then, at the point of the heart, a light shines, and this light illumines the soul on its way afar. When departing by the head or by the eye or other parts of the body, life arises and follows the soul, and the powers of life follow life. The soul becomes conscious and enters into consciousness. His wisdom and works take him by the hand, and the knowledge known of old. Even as a caterpillar, when coming to the end of a blade of grass, reaches out to another blade of grass and draws itself over to it, in the same way, the soul, leaving the body and unwisdom behind, reaches out to another body and draws itself over to it. And even as a worker in gold, taking an old ornament, moulds it into a form newer and fairer, even so the soul, leaving the body and unwisdom behind, goes into a form newer and fairer. A form like that of the ancestors in heaven, or of the celestial beings, or of the gods of light, or of the Lord of creation, or of Brahma, the Creator Supreme, or a form of other beings. The soul is Brahman, the Eternal. It is made of consciousness and mind. It is made of life and vision. It is made of the earth and the waters. It is made of air and space. It is made of light and darkness. It is made of desire and peace. It is made of anger and love. It is made of virtue and vice. It is made of all that is near. It is made of all that is afar.